What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute. We're talking real estate. Today is December 2nd, almost Christmas, almost New Year's, almost new time for New Year's resolutions and goals, which I don't believe in. I believe in everyday resolutions, everyday goals, always moving towards your target. And if you're not hitting your target, then figuring out how to get closer to the target. That's what we're doing every day. We're talking commercial, residential, multifamily apartment buildings, buying, selling, leasing, construction management, property management, and consulting. I was going to talk about the different neighborhoods of Cleveland. I'm going through the Shaker Square neighborhood of Cleveland, and most of this is just my observation. I will also add in some research topics or information and facts, but I grew up in Cleveland, so, you know, again, I know a little bit about this area and the evolution of different neighborhoods. Now, Shaker Square, looking at it now, you see a lot of apartments, you see a lot of restaurants and services. Looks like you can walk very easily to a lot of these retailers and restaurants and entertainment areas. There's a grocery store here. So, you know, my observation for any neighborhood is that you, number one, you have to have the residential population first, and then the commercial stuff comes after that to service those individuals. Now, an area can attract people from outside of the neighborhood, but, you know, it has to be a really big draw, something worth somebody's time to drive or take an Uber or walk or take a bus out of their own neighborhood to come to a particular neighborhood that they don't live in, because if they don't have that service in their neighborhood, then they're coming somewhere else. But as you know, time, money, convenience is really sorry, I had an interruption there, but back on track. We were talking about Shaker Square. It's a neighborhood in the city of Cleveland. I'm going to be talking about other neighborhoods in Cleveland here, but I was passing through Shaker Square. But one of the, in any neighborhood, when we're talking about residential and commercial, because they're closely linked, is that the residential has to be there first. You have to have people, obviously, in order to utilize commercial services that an area offers. So whether that's an office space, a retail space, restaurants, services like salons and doggy daycare, and what else? Dry cleaning. So all of that has to, people have to be in place and who are demanding the service. And the more people you have in an area, the more demand there is for those type of services, because they want it right in their backyard. They want to be able to walk to it, and so on and so forth. So we're going to be taking a look into that and how different neighborhoods complement that, and how supply and demand affects what the commercial space and real estate is doing in an area, and then also how that creates appreciation for both residential and commercial property. So stay tuned for the next segment. We'll be back with you. Segment three. of our neighborhood series, talking about different Cleveland and suburban neighborhoods. Lived here for 45 years, and it's amazing that I'm even saying that. For you youngsters out there, you will get older, and I don't feel like I'm old. I just know that time is passing really quick, and I will be 46 soon, and just amazing how time flies. But anyway, you'll remember this clip hopefully 20 years from now when you're 45 and you're like, man, that went by quick. But I wanted to talk about Asiatown. Asiatown is a neighborhood in Cleveland on the Near East Side, just outside of downtown near Cleveland State University. So the area between East 30th and East 55th, and then North and South borders are probably, I want to say Chester, all the way to Superior, maybe even further north. In between there, you have Payne Avenue and Euclid Avenue. So Asiatown is aptly named because there were a lot of Asian immigrants that moved to that area, mostly Chinese, because of there was a lot of manufacturing in that part of town that Chinese immigrants were moving to because the jobs were there. Still a lot of Chinese and other Asians in that neighborhood, but it doesn't seem as much Asians as in Little Italy, and we'll talk about that because Case Western Reserve University is right there, and also the hospitals are right there, so you can imagine how many Asians are flocking to that area because of the school and because of healthcare. But Asiatown seems to be the central hub for all the authentic, when I mean authentic, not Americanized, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, Thai, all the Asian cultures, real authentic food, and then also grocery stores and other gift shops and services. There's even a Chinese bakery that serve bubble tea and other cafe type foods. But again, authentic bakery with some American baked goods, but also some traditional authentic Chinese bakery. So there isn't a lot of residential development in that area, and I have my theories of why, but I think it's going to be the next big neighborhood here in Cleveland, among other neighborhoods that I'll talk about in the podcast. And I think the Asiatown is an area to watch. There's a very close-knit community. I'm part of the board that puts on the Cleveland Asian Festival every year. We attract 50 to 60,000 visitors over a weekend in May. And then there's also other activities going on in Asiatown that attract thousands of people for these events. So we know that there's interest. We know that there's attraction to the culture, and other Asians have a place to call a neighborhood for their culture, their roots, their associations, and it's a really cool thing. There is a small part of the campus district near Rockwell, so East 17th. Sorry, cutting into the next segment of Asiatown. We were talking about the boundaries and where it encompasses, plus the old Asiatown on Rockwell, where Emperor's Palace is, another Chinese restaurant. I'm not really sure what the style of cooking is there, but again, another authentic regional Chinese restaurant. And if you get a chance, go inside the restaurant. They have a lot of cool decoration and pretty high end. Almost seems like, well, you know, Emperor's Palace. It does give you the feel that you're in a Chinese palace. So with a lot of gold accents and a lot of ornate wood and so on and so forth. So food's really good. I've eaten there several times, and you know, it's a cool place to go to. But that was the original, well, they called it Chinatown, and then people started moving eastward past East 30th Street, and you know, most of the residential neighborhood was concentrated between East 30th and East 55th, between Chester and Superior. So, and then was surrounded by industrial. So Chinese immigrants were able to walk to work or take a short bus ride, and that's where you have it. The two main landmarks are Asia Plaza and Asian Town Center. Those are Asian owned shopping centers, which are and business centers that house. Asia Plaza has Liwa, which has been noted as one of the best Chinese restaurants in the country. And then also Park the Shop, which is an Chinese Asian grocery store that is there for all your authentic Asian ingredients and groceries. And the sister shopping plaza, owned by different families, but Asian Town Center at 38th and Superior, so at the other opposite corner, and I think this is what binds the neighborhood. They're in two opposite corners of the neighborhood, and Asian Town Center has Asia Foods, which is another Asian grocery store, and also has restaurants. There's a Korean barbecue restaurant in there, Miega, I believe, and then there's also other meeting space and retail space that is in there. So you have gift shops and other restaurants and art galleries, and there's the Chinese New Year celebration that is held at both plazas each year, with the traditional dragon dance and lion dance and some cool things. There's some families that have been, this is second generation Chinese that were born here in the U.S. but still maintains the culture, and it's a pretty cool thing to see that the traditions and culture is still being passed down to the next generation. So we'll see what happens to Asia Town. Keep an eye out on that neighborhood. I think it's a place that has a great identity and a great potential for redevelopment. And as you know, we'll talk about the campus district, but that is the area around Cleveland State University, and that has developed very nicely. So we'll talk about that in the next episode. But until then, hopefully this gives you a good or introductory flavor of a couple of the neighborhoods in Cleveland. We'll keep doing this, and then maybe add some video on the YouTube channel on the drive, so you can see the neighborhood and some of the landmarks. So until then, keep thinking, keep learning, but most importantly, just keep doing.